Everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to tackle something, well, as something that affects us all, right? I mean, fear.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into Fight Your Fears today.
Okay.
It's this guide that gives like 10 techniques for dealing with all that worry and anxiety stuff.
Yeah.
And get this, it says that most of our fears, they aren't even based in reality. It's like we're making it up.
Yeah.
It's all in our heads. To help me unpack all of this, we've got an expert with us, as always.
Well, hey.
So what's your take on that? I mean, just how much of our fear is just, you know, made up?
It is fascinating, isn't it? It
yeah.
really is. It's
yeah.
The guide breaks fear down to its core.
Yeah.
You know, that fight or flight response.
Right.
We've all got that. But the thing is, it's often triggered by what's going on inside.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's our thoughts, not some, you know, tiger about the pounce.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your own fears. How much of that is based on things that haven't even happened?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And maybe never will.
It's like our brains are just coming up with these crazy stories.
Right.
They're like the best storytellers ever.
Listen.
All those plot twists.
Yeah.
But it's usually fiction.
Yeah.
So how do we rewrite those? The guide, it talks about some techniques for that. Right?
Absolutely. One of the coolest things is how much power we have over our bodies.
Mm.
And that can change our minds. Think about it. When fear takes over,
yeah,
your heart's racing, muscles tense up.
Right, right.
And the fight or flight cascade, right?
Yeah.
And the guide has four strategies to combat that, directly combat it.
Okay, so we're not just trying to mentally chill out. We're doing stuff physically to calm down.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. I'm intrigued. What are you talking about here?
Think of it like a fear-fighting toolkit, right?
Yeah.
And first up, exercise.
Okay.
It's nature's like anti-anxiety med.
Interesting.
Endorphins release tension, helps you think clearly.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Even a short walk, it changes my whole mood. What else is in this toolkit?
Well, even something as simple as breathing exercises. Huge difference.
Okay.
Slow down your breath, be intentional about it.
Mm.
It disrupts that panicked breathing fear.
Uh-huh.
Poses, right? The guide actually gives a technique.
Oh, nice.
Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it a few seconds, and then exhale slowly. Try it.
Whoa, I actually feel calmer. Okay, that's pretty neat. What's next?
Next is progressive muscle relaxation.
Hmm.
It's a fancy way of saying you tense up and release different muscles
okay.
in your body.
Cool.
Start with your toes, work your way up.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how much tension we hold without realizing it.
Right. You don't even think about it until you actually, you know, try to relax. It's like, oh, wow.
Seems like.
That's a lot of tension. And finally, we have, you know, the dynamic duo, right? Good diet, sleep.
Right.
What does it say about that?
Cut back on processed foods.
Yeah.
They mess with your energy and mood.
For sure.
And aim for 7 to 8 hours of solid sleep. Basic stuff. But so many of us are just, you know, running on fumes.
Yeah.
It's like running a marathon on an empty tank.
Totally. So we're giving our bodies what they need to handle this stress.
Right.
But what about the mental side of fear? Those worries that just keep spinning.
Right. Yeah.
Any tips for those?
Absolutely. The guide digs into how important it is to, like, pinpoint what you're afraid of.
Okay.
Not just, like, feeling anxious in general, but getting specific.
Gotcha.
What are you avoiding thinking about? Why does that scare you?
It's about getting real with ourselves, isn't it?
It is.
Shining a light on those fears instead of just letting them, you know, hide in the shadows.
Yeah.
I think we all have those fears we just try to ignore.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the guide says, go even deeper.
Mm.
Figure out the root of the fear.
Yeah.
Let's say you're terrified of losing your job.
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense on the surface, but what's the underlying fear there?
Right, right.
Maybe not being able to provide for your family
mm-hmm.
or like feeling like a failure.
So it's like peeling back the layers of the onion.
Right.
That seemingly small fear, it might actually be, you know, something bigger.
Exactly. And once you pinpoint that, you can address it head on. The guide suggests a technique I think is really helpful, play out scenarios, worst case and best case.
Oh, interesting. So we're giving those fears a reality check?
Yeah.
Instead of just letting our imagination go wild? I like that. How does that work?
Let's use public speaking as an example.
Okay.
What's the absolute worst that could happen?
Yeah.
You freeze up, feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
But realistically, how likely is that?
Right, right.
On the flip side, imagine you totally nail it. Everyone's impressed. your confidence just skyrockets.
So we're balancing the scales a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just letting the negative weigh us down.
Exactly. And focusing on that best case, even if it's not guaranteed, it fuels our resilience.
Right.
Gives us something to aim for.
I'm getting the sense that this guide is all about like shifting our perspective, right?
It is.
Looking at fear from different angles.
Yeah. What else does it suggest?
It talks about shifting our focus. From worrying about things outside our control to things we can actually influence.
Okay.
It's so easy to get caught up in global events or other people's actions or things that already happen, but that just leads to constant anxiety.
Right. I do that sometimes too, for sure. So what are some things we can control according to the guide?
The weather.
Nope.
What other people think. The past.
Yeah. No. Can't control
those. All those, you can't change them.
Right.
But what we can control, how we respond to things, our own thoughts.
Right, yeah.
Taking care of ourselves.
That's a good point.
That's what we can control.
That's such a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling helpless, we remember that we actually have choices.
Right. It's like a you know, defensive back in football.
Okay.
They can't control where the quarterback throws the ball.
Right.
But they can control how they react.
Wow, that's such a great analogy.
Yeah.
It really makes you think.
You know, like, what am I stressing about that I can't even change?
Right.
And what can I focus on that'll actually, you know, make a difference?
And that leads us to another concept.
Okay.
Gratitude. The guide calls it the antidote to fear.
Okay.
It's about shifting from feeling like you lack something to appreciating what you have.
Oh, I love that. It's like that saying, like, gratitude turns what we have into enough.
Yeah. Does the guide have any examples of how to practice that?
Yeah, does it?
It talks about Tony Robbins and his daily thing of focusing on three things he's grateful for. There's even research on this.
Oh, cool.
A study, gratitude was linked to lower anxiety in breast cancer patients.
Wow. So there's real science behind this.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
What?
We're calming our bodies, gaining clarity on our fears, shifting our focus to things we can control. It's like this multi-pronged approach to tackling fear, huh?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting started. The guide goes into two practices that are incredibly helpful.
Okay.
Mindfulness and meditation.
Okay, let's break those down a bit. I mean, we hear those words all the time, but what do they actually mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mindfulness is being fully present in that moment, you know, like whether you're eating, walking, talking, anything, completely engaged.
Okay, so it's like savoring every bite of your food, noticing the flavors, the texture, paying attention to each step you take when you're jogging.
Exactly.
Really connecting with your body. Okay, that makes sense. And what about meditation?
That's more of a formal practice where you train your attention, cultivate awareness. It's like a workout for your mind.
Mm.
And there are tons of apps out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like Headspace, Calm.
Yeah.
To get you started.
Super helpful. Okay, so we've got the toolkit for the body.
Uh-huh.
Strategies for understanding our fears.
Right.
And these practices to bring us back to the present moment.
Yeah.
But what about those worries that just keep popping up?
Uh-huh.
Those really persistent ones.
Right.
What's the guide's advice there?
This is going to sound a little unconventional.
Okay.
But the guide says, schedule time to worry.
Wait, you mean like set aside time to actually worry?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I know, right?
Hmm.
But here's the thing. It suggests like 15 to 30 minutes a day to write down every worry you have. You don't have to solve them. Just get them out of your head.
Okay.
Onto paper.
So it's like we're giving those worries a designated space and time instead of letting them, you know, take over our whole day.
Exactly.
I can see how that might help.
And the benefit is, when those worries pop up outside that scheduled time, you tell yourself, I'll deal with that during my worry time.
Okay.
It helps regain that control.
It's like we're not letting those worries chase us around anymore.
Right.
We decide when and where to engage with them.
You got it.
This is so fascinating.
It is.
I can't wait to hear more about these techniques.
Me too. We're just getting started.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Last time we laid the foundation, you know, we talked about fear, where it comes from, how it shows up in our minds and bodies, and those awesome techniques for calming that initial fear response.
Yeah, that fear-fighting toolkit. It was amazing. Exercise, breathing, getting enough sleep. Like, it's like giving ourselves those resources to actually handle stress better.
Right.
But what about those mental loops, those worries that just keep spinning? The guide, it goes deeper into that, right?
It does. One technique it really focuses on is challenging those negative thoughts, you know, those thoughts that are like bullies,
yeah,
always putting us down, predicting the worst. The guide says our thoughts, they're not always accurate, you
right.
know, especially when fear gets involved. It's like our minds have this built-in negativity bias, always looking for threats,
yeah,
even when they're not there.
That's so true. I know I can spiral into worst case scenarios pretty easily.
Yeah.
So how do we challenge them? Does the guide give us like specific steps?
It does. It says, become aware of those negative thought patterns and start questioning them. Like, is this thought actually true?
Okay.
What evidence do I have?
Yeah.
Is there a more balanced way to look at this?
So it's like putting those thoughts on trial.
Yeah.
Examining the evidence, seeing if they hold up.
Exactly. And also when we do that, we realize they're based on assumptions, you know, or past experiences, but not facts.
Right.
The guy gives an example. Someone's afraid of failing at a new project, right?
Right.
Instead of letting fear paralyze them, they can ask themselves, well, what evidence do I have that I'll actually fail?
Right.
Have I succeeded at similar things before? What resources, what support do I have this time?
It's shifting from that fear-based mindset to one that's more, you know, open, I guess.
Right.
Focusing on what we can control instead of what we can't. So I'm really liking this approach.
Me too. And speaking of shifting perspectives, the guide also brings up visualization.
Okay.
Which can be really powerful.
Yeah, I've dabbled in that before for sure.
It's like mental rehearsal, right?
Right.
Creating a movie in your mind, like where you succeed.
Exactly. Our minds are so powerful. What we focus on, we tend to create.
Mm.
So if we're always picturing negative outcomes, well, we're more likely to experience them. But the flip side is we can use this to create positive ones.
It's like rewiring our brains for success.
It is.
Which makes a lot of sense. Mm. Does the guide give any tips on how to do it effectively?
It suggests starting with a clear goal in mind.
Okay.
Something you want to achieve or fear you want to overcome. Then close your eyes, relax, and imagine yourself successfully navigating that situation.
Okay, and just focus on the positive outcome.
Even more than that, engage all your senses. What do you see, hear, feel, even smell or taste in this visualization?
Hmm.
The more vivid, the more detail, the more powerful the impact. And don't forget to feel the emotions associated with that success.
Oh, wow.
The joy, the pride, the sense of accomplishment. So it's not just a picture. It's like a whole experience you're creating for your mind.
It is. And those emotions, they create a powerful, energetic pull towards that outcome.
That's really cool. So we're challenging the negative thoughts, replacing them with positive visualizations. What other tools does this guide have?
For those negative self-talk loops, it introduces affirmations.
Affirmations. I've heard of those. It's basically using positive statements to reprogram our minds, right?
You got it. The guide explains our thoughts, our beliefs, they shape our reality.
Mm-hmm.
If we're constantly telling ourselves, I'm not good enough or I'm going to fail, well, guess what? Those beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Right.
It's like planting seeds of negativity and then wondering why our lives are full of weeds.
That's such a great analogy. So how do affirmations work? Do we just pick any positive phrase and repeat it?
The guide says choose affirmations that resonate with you.
Okay.
Address the specific fears or limiting beliefs you want to overcome. So if someone's afraid of public speaking, they might use affirmations like, I am a confident and engaging speaker.
Mm.
Or my ideas are valuable and people want to hear them.
So it's like flooding our minds with these positive statements.
Right.
To counteract the negative ones.
And repetition is key.
Yeah.
The guide recommends repeating them regularly, ideally out loud,
right.
with conviction, with belief. You can even write them down, post them where you'll see them every day,
yeah.
Like on your bathroom mirror or your fridge.
It's like creating an environment
yeah.
that supports positive change. I love that.
Yeah.
So we've got the challenging negative thoughts, visualization, and affirmations. These are great tools for shifting our mindset.
Yeah.
But what about those times when fear feels so intense, so overwhelming that it's hard to even think straight?
Right.
What does the guide suggest for those moments?
It gets a little unexpected here. The guide actually says to embrace discomfort.
Wait, what? You mean lean into the fear? That seems kind of counterintuitive.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the guide explains our natural instinct is to avoid anything unpleasant, scary, you know?
Yeah.
But by doing that, we're making the fear stronger. It's like we're giving it permission to control us.
It's almost like we're training our fear to get bigger every time we run from it.
Exactly. The guide says, shift your mindset. See discomfort as a chance to grow. Everything we want, success, happiness, fulfillment, they lie outside our comfort zones.
That is so true. If we never push ourselves, we never really grow. So how do we embrace discomfort? Any practical tips?
Start with small challenges. Gradually increase the intensity as you build confidence. And focus on those positive outcomes, the rewards waiting on the other side.
It's like we're building up our courage muscles.
Exactly.
Starting with lightweights, working our way up.
It's about reframing discomfort as a challenge, not a threat.
This is all so empowering. I'm really starting to see fear in a whole new light.
Yeah.
But knowing what to do and actually doing it are two different things, right?
Right, yeah.
How does the guide bridge that gap?
Taking action, even imperfect action. The guide's really clear, fear loves inaction. The longer we wait, the more we overthink, doubt ourselves, let those negative thoughts take over.
Right.
It's like that saying, the only way to do it is to do it.
Yeah, but sometimes taking that first step is just so overwhelming. Okay. What if we're not ready? What if we mess up?
The guide gets that.
Yeah.
It really does. But it encourages us to shift our focus from perfection to progress.
Okay.
It's not about getting it perfect. It's about taking that step, even if it's messy.
Okay.
Even if it's imperfect, we can always course correct along the way.
I like that. Takes the pressure off. It's just, you know, start somewhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of starting somewhere, anything we can do to make that process a bit easier?
Absolutely. Break down larger goals into smaller, manageable steps.
Okay.
It's like climbing a mountain. We don't try to reach the summit in one jump, you know?
Right, right.
We take it one step at a time, celebrating those milestones.
Makes the whole thing seem a lot less daunting. And it kind of ties into another point the guide makes, learning from failure.
Yeah.
It says that failure, it's not the opposite of success, but like a necessary part of it.
Yes. That is such a crucial mindset shift. We get so discouraged when things don't go as planned. But the guide says, see failure as an opportunity to learn.
Okay.
It even suggests reframing the word failure as feedback.
Interesting.
Instead of a negative event, it's valuable information. Helps us refine our approach, make better decisions next time.
So it's not about avoiding failure. Yes. It's about learning from it. That's powerful.
It is.
And does the guide suggest any strategies for dealing with those, you know, inevitable setbacks?
It talks about developing resilience, the ability to bounce back and navigate challenges with strength. And the good news is resilience is a skill. We can develop it.
Okay.
Through practice.
So resilience is like our inner armor.
Yes.
Protecting us from those storms.
Exactly.
How do we strengthen that armor according to the guide?
It suggests a few strategies. Cultivating a positive mindset. Focusing on our strengths. Mm. Building strong social connections. And self-care practices.
So it's about nurturing ourselves on all levels.
Mm.
Mental, emotional, physical. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
Self-care is essential.
It is. And speaking of celebrating those small wins, remember the victory log the guide mentioned?
Yes. It's that journal where we track our accomplishments, no matter how small.
That's right. Use it to record those wins. Overcoming a small fear, trying something new, or even just making progress toward a goal. It's a tangible record of our progress.
Yeah.
Reminds us of how far we've come.
It's like giving ourselves credit for the hard work we're doing.
Exactly. And when those doubts, those fears creep back in, we can look at that and remember our strength, our resilience.
This is such a valuable tool. I'm feeling a real sense of hope here and empowerment. It's like we're not just learning about fear. We're learning how to overcome it.
Absolutely. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to explore.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final part of our deep dive into Fight Your Fears.
Yeah.
I feel like we've already covered so much, you know. Understanding fear and calming those initial reactions and rewiring our thinking and taking action. It's been a lot.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But we're not done yet. This guide has even more to offer.
Okay, well, I'm all ears. What else can we learn about conquering these fears?
Well, one of the key things in these final chapters is perspective.
Mm.
You know, fear can really distort things.
Mm.
Makes those challenges seem way bigger, scarier than they are.
It's like when you're swimming in the ocean and a wave knocks you over. For a second, you're completely disoriented. You come up, you're like, okay, I'm fine. It wasn't as bad as it felt.
That's a perfect analogy. The guide, it actually suggests stepping back, zooming out a little to get a wider perspective. Like, will this even matter a year from now?
Yeah, good point.
5 years from now.
Yeah.
What's the bigger picture here? It's about putting those fears into context,
So it's not about dismissing them. It's just getting a more realistic view.
Right.
And remembering that we've handled tough stuff before. We can handle this too.
Exactly. And the guide also reminds us, we're not alone in this.
Yeah.
Everyone experiences fear.
Right.
Even those people who, you know, seem super confident.
Yeah. It's like that saying, comparison is the thief of joy. You never really know what someone else is going through.
So true. And cultivating empathy and compassion for ourselves and others is so important. It helps us realize we're all in this together, you know, facing challenges, figuring things out.
That's really comforting, actually.
Yeah.
To know that fear is just a human thing, not a personal flaw.
Yeah, exactly. Does the guide go into any, like, specific techniques for that self-compassion thing?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
It does. It suggests things like practicing mindfulness, talking to yourself kindly, and, you know, acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Treat yourself like you would a good friend going through something tough.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be hard on ourselves, but we wouldn't talk to our friends that way.
Exactly. And this leads into another powerful theme.
Okay.
Forgiveness. You know, a lot of times our fears are connected to past hurts, regrets, grudges.
Yeah.
It's like we're carrying around this heavy baggage. It weighs us down.
That makes sense. Yeah. And unresolved stuff from the past, it can definitely, you know, fuel fear now. So how do we deal with that? Does it talk about letting go?
It does. It encourages us to practice forgiveness, both of ourselves and others. And it makes it clear this isn't about condoning harmful actions. It's about releasing that negative energy that's keeping us trapped.
It's like finally putting that suitcase down.
Yes.
And walking away free. Oop. I'm sensing a theme here. It's about taking ownership of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions.
You're exactly right. And it all ties back to a fundamental concept that the guide emphasizes throughout self-love. It might sound cliche, but when we truly love and accept ourselves, we're less likely to be controlled by fear. We're stronger, more resilient.
Self-love, it's so much more than just bubble baths and face masks, isn't it? It's about actually recognizing our own value.
Exactly. The guide suggests things like practicing self-compassion, setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing our needs, you know, being our own best friend, our own cheerleader.
I like that. And when we love and accept ourselves, wouldn't that naturally lead to more, you know, loving relationships in general?
Absolutely. The guide emphasizes connection. We're wired for it. Strong social connections, so crucial for well-being, especially when we're facing challenges.
It's like having that safety net, knowing that there are people you can turn to.
Exactly. And the guide encourages us to nurture those relationships, spend quality time with loved ones, and create a sense of community. Remember, we don't have to go through this alone.
This is so inspiring. I'm really starting to see a path forward here, you know, to move through fear, create a life filled with courage and connection. Is there anything else the guide talks about in these final chapters?
One last thing. Finding our purpose. You know, fear often thrives when we lack that sense of purpose, when we don't know why we're here, what we're passionate about, or what we're working towards. It's easy to get lost.
It's like wandering around without a map or a compass.
Exactly. The guide encourages us to reflect on our values, our passions, our unique talents. It asks us, what brings me joy? What am I good at? What impact do I want to make on the world?
So it's about finding that spark inside us, that fuels our actions, helps us overcome those obstacles. It's like our own personal North Star.
Beautifully put. And when we're aligned with our purpose, when we tap into this incredible source of courage, challenges become opportunities, and fear just becomes a signal that we're moving in the right direction.
Wow. This has been an amazing deep dive.
It has.
We've explored so much from the biology of fear to self-love and purpose. I really feel like I have a whole new set of tools to navigate these challenges in life.
Me too. And I hope our listeners feel the same way. The biggest takeaway for me is that fear, it's normal. It's a part of being human. It doesn't have to control us. We have the power to choose how we respond.
I love that. And we don't have to do it alone. We have each other, and we have the wisdom of this guide.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, go out there, face those fears, cultivate courage, create a life that reflects who you are and what you're meant to do.
And we'll be here cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep diving deep.